It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like or even love what you're about to hear, the number one reason the show has gotten around and stays in the favorites in iTunes and the App Store, it's because of your reviews. And we are in our 11th straight year because of you and your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand flow dreaming. And the only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. And I can't do it. I would if I could, but it has to be you. So if I've made any impact on your life at all, please scoot over to iTunes on your podcast app and either subscribe to Flow Dreaming or write a review of the show or the app or both. And mega kisses for doing both. I'll send some good flow your way too. So pause the episode and do it now. Or just get on to the show. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everybody. How are you? We've never done an episode about travel. Can you believe that? All of these shows and not a single one about how to get from A to B. I laughed at myself and I realized that. I think it's because, you know, with flow dreaming, we're always getting from A to B. That's the point. Being in flow is a form of travel. So I overlook the obvious actual travel. Now, if you don't have a trip planned, this episode is still going to be valuable to you because the way we look at travel is really just the way we look at the day ahead, whether we're making small movements in that day or large movements in that day. So give it a go and see if it's going to help you. So let's look at some of the things going on in flow dreaming land. I have recently revised my website, making it look amazing, beautiful, gorgeous. In particular, I'm proud of the blog. So check that out. Leave me a comment. In my blogs. I love to read them. The rest of the site will be upgraded very soon, but I wanted you to check that out. Do check out the Manifesting Store, though, because it does have some exceptional playlists. I wish that I had created a playlist for travel. As of the taping of this episode, I have not, but I may do it in the future. So until then, just poke around and see what else catches your fancy. All right, so let's look at the concept of travel and flow. First of all, there's a big backstory to what flow is and flow dreaming. I encourage you listen to some of the back episodes or read the blog to figure out kind of what I'm talking about if you're just dropping into the middle. Flow is an energy of life. It's a forward motion. It is a place of ease, a path of ease and grace set out for us that we are already on by default. When you learn to flow dream, you're learning to get into this energy, to make this emotional connection with the universe, with your greater self, with your future forward motion. And in that emotional connection, you can become certain ways. You behave as if you were XYZ, whatever it is you're trying to create. It's a method for manifesting, but it's much more than that. It's a method for interacting and creating your life, truly creating your future. So it makes sense. We're going to drip down to the very, very minute today, especially because I think it was last week's episode where I went really, really big, like you are a perfect God being. And today we're talking about, well, here's how you deal with the airlines. But I thought it was a nice kind of balancing out. So many of us plan travel in the summertime. And right now when I'm recording this, it's smack dab in the middle of the summertime. And I myself will have just returned from a trip, I believe, when this is going to be airing. So I'm going to do this right now because I want my trip to be smooth and beautiful and wonderful. When I am looking at a trip or anything that I'm planning that takes me out of my usual routine, it is a perfect time to get into flow around it. Before I even anticipate, you know, when I'm dreaming up the idea, should I go here? Should I do this? I'm always following a kind of inner protocol in myself, even to make the decision. For instance, if I'm saying, should I go on this work trip? I'm closing my eyes. I'm checking into flow. How does it feel? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a yes? Is it neutral? If it's a neutral reaction, then for me, it's pretty much a yes. Anything that's kind of flat or better is a yes. It's only when I feel like, oh, I can't do this. I can't stuff this in. It's going to be a burden. I recognize, ooh, I'm having resistance come up. What's going on? Now, I don't automatically assume that the resistance is coming up because it's going to be a bad trip and I'll be stranded at the airport and this and that. Sometimes the resistance is coming up because my body, my mind, my inner self is saying, you don't need that. Don't be talked into that. You don't need to go there. You don't need one more thing on your plate. For instance, there's a month coming up where I have to do supposedly two trips in the same month. And it means arranging for childcare in the middle of the school for my kids or leaving my husband behind. It's a toll on my body. I need to be careful when I fly because of some cancer complications. I have to really think, do I need to do this? And a big part of me says, yes, yes, you do. You got to keep up. You got to keep up. And a part of me says, no. No, I don't, actually. I don't. I can listen to that. I can honor that resistance. Some resistance is really there to tell you, be smart. We are pushing back, even though you're pushing forward. Some resistance, on the other hand, as we've spoken to in other shows, is simply saying, you don't want to go because you're afraid, because you think it's going to be more than you can handle, because you know, or you think, or you feel that it's going to possibly put you in debt, or it's going to do this or that, and you're just afraid. You don't know how to handle this, but you need to do this. You need to do this if you want to move to the next level, if you want to impress your boss, if you want to get that account, if you want to whatever, you need to do it. Right? And that right there is an art or a skill set in itself, defining what resistance is telling you. We actually spend a whole segment in Me School understanding what resistance is and how to make those calls. So that's the first thing that I do. I check in. How do I feel about this trip? If it's neutral or better, I'm like, good. I'm ready to go. And if it's resistance that I'm like, oh, I'm afraid of it because it means I'm going to really have to like amp up my game and but I know I can do it. I know I can do it. And I'm kind of excited by it. Then it's a yes and I go. So when I move to the next phase, right, you're looking for, I'm really getting basic here. I'm looking for my airline tickets or the cruise tickets or the hotel. I always do a bit of due diligence, right? I'm checking the airlines. I'm not just going with the very first thing that's put up in front of me. You could, you know, make the mistake of thinking that flow always delivers the very best thing the very first time. No, it does not. Life is delivering you a constant onrush of possibilities and opportunities. That's what it does. Life gives. Give, 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 give. So it's going to give me 100 different airlines to pick from, 100 different flight days to choose from. My job as the creator is to narrow it down. Oh, yes, I want to fly on these days. Oh, yes, I prefer this airline. Oh, yes, I like these times best. Ooh, this is the price point I'm looking for. That's my job. Due diligence. Now, when you get to the point where you get stuck, that's important. If you can make your decisions, if you can make your flight plans, if you can make your hotel plans, and it's just feeling right, great. You are in flow with it. You can even close your eyes and flow dream that all of that happens. Right? Flow dream. My flights come to me easily. My hotel is chosen. The resort is good. The convention is going to be fantastic and fabulous. I feel so good. Everything is going my way. Everything is a yes. I'm super lucky. I'm valued. This is easy, right? This is all what we want to be telling Flo right from the get-go of our trip. Not the other stuff that often floods our head like, oh God, I gotta fly and I gotta get up so early and I don't have any clothes and that means I have to go shopping and you don't want to have that stuff in there. I know it's tempting. Even if you have that stuff in there, counterbalance it with some good flow. So what happens then if you get to the point where you're stuck? Oh gosh, now I can't decide. Now I don't know. Now I'm not sure. Again, call on flow. Hey, why am I stuck? Go into your flow. Flow dream for this. Why do I feel stuck around this? Why did something that was supposedly a yes turn into a no? How can I adjust to this? Flow, will you help me adjust to this? Will you make everything work out exactly as it should? I have an intention. I have a desire, and I'm going to work forward towards this. But I also want you to help me. Now, this is really kind of relevant because recently I had a retreat and I had a lot of people come out. Few people did not come out who were supposed to come out because things came up. Because when they got to the point where they had to just buckle down and say yes, they choked instead. And I mean emotionally, energetically choking up. Oh gosh, I don't know. I can't get my head past this point. I'm in overwhelm, or I've got these other things to do, or I can't handle it all, or I this, or I that. And they lost something quite beautiful. Now, sometimes it's understandable. Yes, things do come up. Sometimes plans do change. I totally get that. But for the sake of this podcast, I want to speak to that point where you choke and you pull back and you can't get that thing put together at the last minute. You just can't make it happen. What's going on inside you? Did flow remove it from your sphere? Or did you remove it from your sphere because you faltered, you stopped walking? It's like getting off the bicycle. You're biking, you're bicycling, you're doing great. Oh my God, I gotta stop and get off now. I'm doing great. I might reach my destination. So this sometimes happens when we are thinking about traveling, especially when the travel is going to up-level us in some way. You know, it's a business convention. It's going to see a client. It's perhaps some sort of personal event, personal retreat, even family, right? Sometimes we end up pulling back. We're not sure why. Take it into flow. Ask, why am I pulling back? Why did I not get that ticket in time? Do I really not want to see my sister? Is that what's actually going on? If that's the case, do I want to leave that there inside me? Or do I want to fix it and solve it? Flo, help me through this. I want to fix it and solve it. I want beautiful, peaceful relations in my family. And I'm going to look at this trip as an example of me mending and me healing and me creating these beautiful, peaceful relationships from the minute I walk out the door with my suitcases in the car. So that brings me to my next point. When you're traveling, don't think about things as separate, isolated chunks. I want you to see the whole experience laid out in front of you. It's the whole thing. From the minute you decide, I'm going to make a movement from A to B, right? Think about A, think about B, and everything that happens under that broad umbrella in between is part of getting you there. So if you have emotions come up that are like throwing you off, deal with them. They're asking you to do something with them. They're saying, please handle me, please, please. Why are they saying that? Because we want you to have a smooth and easy ride. That's what we really want. That's why we want you to handle these feelings so that you can have a smooth and easy ride. So your trip is not an isolated set of things. They are all connected from the moment you set it up to the moment you arrive to the whole trip that you go through to all the way home. It's one long, continuous experience. Set the tone. Set the tone. Think of your trip as having a tone, a feel to it. What does the whole thing feel like? Smooth? Easy? Aligned? Are you lucky? Do you get upgrades? Are you communicating to the universe, hey, I'm doing something a little different. I'm going out of my box here, whether it's for vacation or work or family or whatever. Doing something different, getting out of my box. Here is the tone I want this to be like. Define that. Put it together in your head as a series of five adjectives. Smooth, easy, stress-free, upgraded or lucky, fulfilling, right? Those would be an easy five to ask for. Why wouldn't you ask for these things? Think about all the trips you've ever taken where you have never asked for these things before embarking on it. What do you think Flo heard from you instead? It probably heard from you the random mess of, you know, is the plane going to be on time? And where are my tickets? And I hope the hotel doesn't give me a smoking room. And then, I laugh because this is so common. This is what we tend to do. And this is exactly why I'm doing this episode, reminding you. If you're going to flow from one place to another, be in flow as you flow there, right? I mean, this is made for it. The experience of flow, flowing across the sky, flowing across the freeways and highways, flowing across the oceans. Travel is flow. Program it the way you want it to work out for you. Ask for that end game. Go to those emotional endpoints right from the beginning. And when you get to your destination, stay in flow, right? It's not just about the travel. When you're there and you start taking in these new experiences, these new connections, because travel always has a feeling of newness to it. Even if you're going back home, which is almost like going to an old place that we're used to, it still has that feeling of what's going to happen. I haven't been here in a while. I need to reconnect. How can I reconnect? Does it feel good to reconnect? Am I leaving on a happier heart than when I arrived? That's my emotional endpoint. That's what I want from this. Write it down. Take those five adjectives, write a little paragraph underneath. Here is what I'm getting from this vacation. Here's what I'm going to receive from this work trip. Here is how I feel as I arrive back home on that tarmac or I pull into my house, my garage. Here's how I feel now that trip has completed. Now you are really high functioning because you have planned the trip truly from endpoint to endpoint, from instigation to completion. Remember, completion is when you drag yourself in the door with your suitcase behind you and you say, oh God, I had the best experience of my life. I am such a lucky traveler. Who here can say that? I'm a lucky traveler. Right? I say that. I have amazing luck when it comes to travel. I tend to pick the perfect and best hotels. I tend to have great things happen. Hardly ever does anything go awry. Hardly ever. I would consider myself very lucky. And my flow hears that from me. My flow knows it. And it responds it. She's a lucky traveler. Treat her like a lucky traveler. Okay. I'm also a smart traveler, a wise traveler. I do diligence. I keep myself safe and aware. Do lots of good things. Work hard to make my travel a great and good experience because I don't like to create experiences in my life that I'm going to dread. You shouldn't either. So there you go. I hope that helps. A few little easy things you can do. Five adjectives and a paragraph. Plan your trip as a whole experience, not little pieces and parts, right? It's the whole darn thing from the minute you decide to go to the minute you walk back in the door. How do you want to feel the whole way through? What do you want to feel like when you return? What will have occurred for you to make you feel that way? Go into it. Let that be your flow dream. Speaking of flow dreams, we're going to come back after a quick break, and I'm going to do a flow dream with you to help you create this kind of smooth and easy travel. Now, it can't be, you know, perfectly precise to you because we all have different intentions, different reasons why we're making this move. But it's a general enough of one to get you on the right track. So when you flow dream on your own, when you're closing your eyes and saying, okay, we're going to do this. I'm booking the trip, or I'm heading to the airport, or I'm coming back down and landing and coming home now. You have an idea of how to do it, right? This is how it's supposed to feel. So stay with me, and we'll be flow dreaming right after this. Hey, it's summer again, and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. Welcome back. You guys ready to flow some beautiful travel experiences? By the way, maybe you don't even have anything planned. That's fine. You can travel through your day. You can travel to work and back. You can travel this weekend to the shopping mall. Anytime you're going outside your home zone, you're taking a trip. Whether it's a long trip or a short trip, a familiar trip or an unfamiliar trip. You plan it the same way. You're looking ahead. Who am I at the end of this trip? What feelings are inside me? What has become inside of me as a result of those experiences that I just had, those experiences that took me out, typically into a place that I'm not so familiar with? That's the key. All right. When you flow dream, you're going into an emotional, energetic state, where you're programming, feeling, communicating. It's not meditation, not hypnosis, not affirmations, none of that. It's an emotional communication outside of time and space with flow, with your greater self, with your future self, with all that is. So we always start by relaxing, removing all the tension from our body, relaxing your hips, letting your stomach out, taking a nice deep breath all the way down to your bottom of your lungs. And as you exhale slowly, your shoulders are dropping, and you can roll your neck. Move it from side to side. You can squeeze up your face really tight for a second and then, release it. Feeling your jaw let go and your brow. Feeling so good. So relaxed. You're flowing. You find yourself in your imagination, in your daydream, walking down a dock, a nice wooden dock, and all around you are flowing seas of light and energy. And there's a beautiful boat that you step onto. Maybe it's a yacht, a catamaran, a private sailing vessel, something beautiful, gorgeous, all yours. Belongs to you. It's your vessel, taking you from here to there. Taking you out into your future, into the days ahead, perhaps into a new place. You feel yourself on this vessel and you're checking things. Does it feel good? Is everything in the right place? Checking the captain's quarters. Checking the lifeboats. Checking the navigation. Everything is in perfect, absolutely, utterly perfect working order. And you sit there right now and in the captain's chair in front of the wheel and you're saying to yourself, I believe we are going to get exactly where we need to go. And you peer out. How does it look out there? It's looking pretty nice. Calm, flat, flowing, beautiful. Perfect conditions. I'm traveling in the perfect conditions. I'm traveling in perfect safety. I'm traveling at the perfect time. I'm traveling with the perfect people. If there are fellow travelers, they're all taken care of. They're warm and snug, exactly where they need to be, all tucked away in their cabins. Everybody is exactly where we need to be. Wow, am I looking forward to this trip. I am so looking forward to this trip. I have a feeling, and you're letting yourself, let yourself feel this. I have a feeling this trip is going to be one of the best I have ever taken. How strange. But it is. It's going to be one of the best trips I have ever taken. And I don't even know what's going to happen. I mean, I know some things that are planned, but there's a lot that's just going to be there for me. A kind of richness and a beauty that will just erupt and come into my life. There'll be something for me that I wasn't expecting that I'll say, oh my goodness, God, it couldn't have gotten better than that. Wow. I was so cared for. I was so taken care of. And even when I looked at things that felt like, oh no, this could go sideways. Oh no, this might happen. That might happen. Oh, there was another part of me that said, it's all right. It's just like it should be. Everything is just as it should be. Shh, relax. You don't want to be one of those people, do you? See that stressed out person over there? Do you see them fighting and resisting? That's not you. You don't need to give Flo that. Don't give that to your trip. Now your trip is wonderful. You flow and ride over everything. You're like a little cork bobbing in a bathtub. Just bloop, bloop, bloop over everything you go. And you realize, that was easy. That was easy. Huh, you know, it's so funny. If I would have approached it any other way, I might have made it bigger and harder. But I let it go and I said, that's okay. This is perfect. Oh, this is great. And it's funny. Every time I did that, like a kink in a hose, everything straightened out, evened out, and started flowing and moving again. The whole time. The whole way. There, back. In my experiences, my experiences on this trip out doing this thing? Wow. Everything happened at exactly the right time. There were so many moments of divine timing. It's like I can hear myself already telling my friends, telling my family, telling coworkers, you won't believe what happened. Oh my God, I had the best thing happen. I had the best thing ever happen on this trip. And they say, wow, you're so lucky. You say, yeah, I kind of am, huh? I know I am. Yeah, sir, I sure am. I got exactly what I needed and I got more. I know, it's so funny. Things like that usually don't happen to people, but happened to me. Worked out for me. Feeling that. Ooh, it feels so good. Confident, relaxed, clear. Getting exactly what you need. And now you find yourself at the tail end of the trip. Your trip's almost over. Wow, you're content. Ooh, here you are, almost back home. Almost back home, feeling, perhaps rested. Eager to see your family, your house, your apartment, your things again. Feeling like that was well done. That was very well done. I would do that again. I would definitely do that again. May not have been how I felt going in, but now that I've done it, wow, yeah, that was so worth it. Thank you, Flo, for taking such good care of me. Thank you for ironing everything out. Thank you for smoothing the way. Thank you for presenting to me the opportunities and things that I needed when I needed them. Even before I knew I needed them, it was there. Thank you. You're such a good partner. Man, we're good partners. Thank you, Flo. Thank you for helping me like this. And I know you don't even consider it helping me, you just consider it responding to me. But for me, it meant that I could do what I needed to do fully, all the way, completely attentive. I could really be there, be present, do what I needed to do, experience what I wanted to experience, feel how I wanted to feel. Because you made it so smooth, so easy, so available, so ready for me. Thank you. And now here you are, unlocking the door to the house or pulling into the garage, however you get home. And you feel so good, so happy. Best trip ever. Ever. And with that, you find yourself returning, coming back from flow, eyes opening. Welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed that. That's what I'm going to be using for my trip. Exactly what I'm going to be using and feeling and creating. You might also consider grabbing a few Flow Dreams from the Flow Dreaming store to take along with you. There is nothing better than a long plane ride to flow, especially when you want to put those earplugs in, right? Put in your earphones, get some Flow Dreaming going on. Pick a playlist that you've always wanted, start working on it. It's also a great thing to have some Flow Dreams on your phone or your tablet, your computer, when you're in your hotel room, right? If you're staying with relatives even. You want those moments of silence, of quietude. And usually, you know, the TV may not have anything good on it. Use some of them that you can go to sleep to. There's some great Flow Dream meditations that will send you off to the best night's sleep ever. So check them all out at the shop, flowdreaming.com. Okay. Love all of you, and I will see you all again next week for more Flow Dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download.
and it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.